Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege and the opportunity we have to be in your presence. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way and let your will be done. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints shall shout and say, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. Please be seated. I'm trying. Hallelujah. I think that we are having fresh fire vibes in these days. This vibe must be on Sunday as well. Hallelujah. I said this vibe must be on Sunday as well. Hallelujah. My God. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Okay, people are now sowing seeds that they will harvest. They are sowing seeds of amen. Because they have noticed that they sow and reap. Yeah. When the harvest time comes, it's not easy. So people are changing. Hallelujah. I'm excited for you. I said I'm excited for you. Hallelujah. Be seated. It's a church. On this first day of May, can you believe it? It's the first day in the fifth month. And the number 5 is the number of grace. Hallelujah. So tonight, may you receive grace. You are living here with grace. In the name of Jesus. I say you are living here with grace. May your head not lack ointment. Your garment will be white tonight. Whatever God has said concerning you, tonight may the manifestation begin to unfold in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will step in. I say he will step in your specific situation. I see things turning around. I said things are turning around in the name of Jesus. Somebody, your prayer life is taking an upward turn in the name of Jesus. Your Bible study is taking a turn. You are having revelation. Your intimacy with God is increasing. The sightings of angels are increasing in the name of Jesus. Begin to have prophetic experiences in the name of Jesus. Tonight, may the Lord complete what he began. I say, may the Lord complete what he began with you. The manifestation of his power, amen, of his presence with you. You will never be the same in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm sharing something very important with you. Hallelujah. Are you here? We've been sharing and talking about the top 10 mistakes of pastors. Are you there?
Amen.
Yeah. And tonight, which one should I share with you? Okay. Okay. So, tonight I'm sharing with you the mistake that you need to avoid. This is a mistake you need to avoid. Becoming disconnected from God. that is what I want to talk about. But I mean, tonight I feel that there's something different. So instead of just talking about avoiding becoming disconnected from God, I rather want to talk about the Lord is my shepherd. You see, let me tell you, there are two people in this where people talk in different ways. Somebody will say he is not good. Okay, instead of saying it's bad, he's not good. Other one will say he is bad. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So sometimes two negatives will make a positive. Not good. Not good means it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody can also say that it's bad.
It's bad.
Another person can, I cannot not do it. Do you understand? It means that I must do it. But some people talk from the negative, I cannot not do it. It means I must do it. Hallelujah. So I don't want to confuse people who have not finished matric. Are you here? Yeah. So when I'm talking about not being disconnected from God, you begin to. So another way you can understand that I want to show you is the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. May the Lord be your shepherd. I said tonight, may the Lord be your shepherd. Never be disconnected from the shepherd. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The difficulty, the pain, the struggle you go through is because of your disconnection.
Yes.
That is why we have a special name for people, okay, who don't have parents. Okay. There's a name they called orphans.
Okay.
So when they call somebody orphan, what does it mean?
It does not have a father.
It means it doesn't have anybody that he depends on. It also gives a connotation that the person is exposed to the elements. There's suffering. There's untold calamities. There are things that you cannot. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It, because there's nobody to care. There's nobody to be a prototype that he will look at and become.
Yeah.
Are you here? Yeah. So this life, I can tell you, then we will be living here. It is very important for you, okay, to have somebody that you look up to. It is very important. That's why God did not make us like lizards or snakes.
Mm.
He said that we are sheep.
That's right.
And a sheep is one of the dependable animals you can have.
Okay.
A sheep is dependable. That's why Jesus came and said that I am the good shepherd.
The good shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you here? Yes. I am the good shepherd. So if Jesus is the good shepherd, then we are the flock.
Yes.
Then you are a sheep. I am a sheep.
Amen.
And we need to have the shepherd leading us, guiding us, and helping us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
Tonight, may the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
I said tonight, may the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
May you feel the blessing.
Yes.
May you feel the privilege of having a shepherd.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
When you have a shepherd, so turn your Bibles and let's go to some. I'm trying. Psalm 23. I'm trying.
It's working.
I love it too. I know you will love it. Love a message like that on a holiday. That's why I'm preaching it. Hallelujah. Are you here? Okay. Let's read it together. We are reading, it's just Psalm 23, just six verses. Is that not it?
Yes.
Okay, so let's begin. One, go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall. This is the big one. You see,
This past Sunday, I was preaching in the fresh fire, and I was telling them something that it's amazing, it's mind-boggling that with all the advances that human being has made, okay,
yes,
we cannot solve a simple problem that occurred in the beginning. With all the advances, I noticed that sin can make you warped. Sin can make you illogical. Sin can easily have effect on your mind in such a way that you wouldn't even know that you are not correct. Sin can degrade you. It can reduce you into a state that you wouldn't even know that you are doing something wrong. You begin to enjoy filth. You see, from the very beginning, what is the problem that man has had? From the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created everything. He created man to have dominion. Hello? Are you here? If what I've said you don't know, then you have to come Sunday. Because this is the Bible. Hallelujah. So if you don't know God created heaven and earth and he created everything and man have, then you need to come on Sundays. And everything was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Everything was beautiful. Everything was, man was not meant to die. We were going to live forever. You were never going to have pains. You were never going to be sick. There was nothing like depression. There was nothing like anxiety. No one had to take painkillers. There was no sin. That's why the Bible tells us that the wages of sin, what brought death, is the wages, the payment of sin. So when there was no sin, and Adam did not know sin, there was nothing. Because, look, listen, that's why I'm saying that the Lord should be your shepherd. Listen carefully. That God created Adam, and Adam was like a sheep, depended on God. Bible says that God created everything, and he handed it over to Adam. And whatsoever Adam called it, so was the name. So was the name. Bible said Adam named all the animals, the trees. In fact, God, if you go to Genesis, Bible says that God, he learned the name of the animals from Adam. When he created the woman, he brought it to Adam. He said, what will you call it? He said, I will call her woman because she was taken from a man. She is a bone of my bone, flesh of my bone, everything. So Adam never knew what is wrong and what is right. That is what a sheep is. Adam never, whatever he did is what God told him to do. God will say, do this, and he will do it. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone. Okay, I'm talking about the names. Bible says, whatever Adam called the names of the animals, the plant, so it was. So God had to learn the names of what he has created from Adam. That is how they were cooperating. Hallelujah. And Adam never knew anything. It's what God will tell Adam. It is what God will tell Adam that Adam will do. Hallelujah. But something happened. The serpent came. He came. You see, listen carefully. This message is very short. If you listen carefully, you see that you are going away with a powerful impartation that will guide your life. The rest of your life will be guided. The devil always comes. When he comes, all he's trying to do is for you not to depend on the shepherd. All that Satan wanted is that if only I can disconnect you. He said, you don't need to depend on God any longer. Why do you wait until God comes and tell you, name the animals? Why do you always wait for God to tell you what to do? I am going to show you. There is a tree that when you eat, There's a tree that when you eat, you will be filled with knowledge of good and evil. And you will know good and evil. You don't need to wait for God. You are there. You are there, a great guy like you. You don't know what to do. You always have to wait for God to come in the cool of the day before you know what to do. I'm giving you a shortcut. I'm going to ingest a fruit. It's filled with vitamins and it gives you knowledge. And when you eat it, when you eat it, you begin to be filled. You'll be like a God. You'll be like God. You will be filled with knowledge. You begin to have different knowledge and understanding. And you will know what is good and what is bad. You see, you don't know what is good. See, you don't know what is bad. You see, it looks like a very powerful option. It looks like, do you understand? And the Bible says, and when the woman saw that it was a fruit, a tree that he to be desired, to make one wise. To make one wise. Now listen to me. In the physical, a sheep is an animal. And the shepherd is what? A human being. What will an animal, if a sheep is endowed with the wisdom of a human being? I'm telling you that there's something about what the devil did not, as a sheep, if you even have the wisdom of a human being, what are you going to do with it? As a sheep, what are you going to do with the wisdom of a human being? It will sound powerful. You want the wisdom for what?
For what?
For what?
You, as a sheep, you have the wisdom of a sheep. You have the knowledge of a sheep. Whatever you need as a sheep is being given. Why do you want to come out of your class? So that is what brought us in. I'm talking about disconnection. So the disconnection is just knowing. Okay? Satan told Adam that I'm going to give you something, a key. And you will know what is good and what is bad, what is evil. Then you don't need to wait for God. You don't need to wait for God. This, yes, the master must stop. You cannot just be obedient every day. You are just waiting. No. See that I can move up. I can. You need to be your own man. And the serpent has not stopped up till now. That is what he's doing. Look at children who don't want to obey their parents. They want to leave home. They don't want to be told what to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the disconnection came about because Satan came and deceived man that you have a certain wisdom, you have a certain knowledge, you have a certain ability, you will know good and you will know evil. But what the devil did not tell Adam and Eve is that even if you know good, you cannot do it. The ability to do good. How many know some good things that sometimes you don't even know why you cannot do the good? May the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
You see, it looks as though it's demeaning.
Yeah.
It looks as though when you depend, do you understand?
Yeah.
When you are dependent,
yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Or on somebody, it looks as though it's not powerful.
Mm.
That's why everyone, when we were all young, we were fighting to be old. When we got old, no, we want to be young again. How many have noticed that you miss the early years of your life where you did not have to think so much about what you are going to eat, what you are going to wear, where you are going to sleep? You did not even know that there was anything like toiletries.
At all.
You did not even know that the two rows, there are difference. That they are one ply. That if you don't take time, your hand will pick something. It was the problem of your mother. You rather eat and complain that you need more food. But it's as you grow, you notice that no, you are growing too fast. You want to remain. Also, some people don't want to leave school. They just want to stay and go to school. But they can see that, hey, are you here? That is why I'm saying that, look, the problem of man from the beginning was sin. There were two people who stood for presidential election.
Okay.
Yeah, Satan and God. And the population were two, Adam and Eve. Many people don't understand. I mean, there was God campaigning that stay here, depend on me. Then Satan was also campaigning that I will give you knowledge and I'll give you understanding. You don't need to be, this one wants you to be entitled, dependent. Forever, you have to always, but me, when you vote for me, yeah, democracy, you are free. You will know good and evil. You can choose what to do. And Eve was the first person to vote. He voted to be free.
Human rights.
He voted that. When Satan presented his manifesto, that I have come to make you free, to give you knowledge and understanding, and to let you know good and evil, so you can choose what you like. He voted. He said, I choose. And the husband also followed. And by that decision, do you understand? By that decision, they voted for Satan to take over and to rule them. That is what has brought us here. And God has said that the day you choose Satan, like how God spoke to the Israelites, that you have rejected Samuel. But it's not Samuel you have rejected. I am the one you have rejected. The day you will choose yourself a king, then he told them the type of king that they will have. He said the king will use all your children for war. He told them, said, still we will choose. We just want to be like the world. So the problem of man was never in it. What was the problem? It's sin. Sin is what is making us die. The wages of sin is death. But look at in the wisdom of man, we have not gone for the solution for sin. We have not gone for the solution for sin. In Luke chapter 2, verse number 11, Bible says that Jesus was born a savior. Look at it. Luke 2, 11. For unto us is born this day in the city of what? David, a savior, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus was born a savior. He came to save us. And what did he came to save us from? Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Look at Matthew. I'm telling you. We are just about to. I'm saying, don't be separated from God, because we got separated. That's why Jesus came. I'm talking about the disconnecting. The Lord should ever remain your shepherd. That is, if you make a mistake and you drop the Lord as your shepherd, I'm telling you.
Help me, Lord.
Start from verse number 20. The 20 says, but while he taught on this thing, this is talking about Joseph, he taught on this thing to put Mary away privately. You understand? After the Lobola payment, he noticed that the lady was pregnant. So there were a lot of confusion. But while he taught on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. Are you there?
Yes.
Fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Then we come to 21. He said, she shall bring forth what? A son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Luke chapter 2 verse 11 says that he was born a savior, but he did not come to save us from ESCOM, power load shedding. He did not come to save us from what? Unemployment. He did not save us from lack of water. He did not come and save us from
joblessness.
He came to save us from our sins. Because the sin of man, what has brought man to where we are? Premature death, diseases, pain, sickness, every bad thing that has happened to a man is as a result of sin. That's why when you go to a prison, those who are in prison, they are not praying for new cars. Those who are in prison, they are not asking for Mercedes Benz. Those who are in prison, they are not even asking for what do you money?
At all.
Do you know what they ask for? What prisoner? What do they need?
Freedom.
But it's only man. It's only human beings that when you fall as a result of sin, you don't seek to be restored from where you fall, but you rather do medical school to solve the problem of sin. You rather have to build a law school to solve the problem of sin. You rather have different things. You are going to space. That's why you see medical science. We have done everything. You see that the problem is not being solved. Because the problem of man is not going to space. Do you understand? It's not even diseases is a result of sin. Sickness, we are dying because of sin. So instead of commissioning, scientists to look at how they can prevent aging and all that, deal with sin. And the Bible says Jesus was born a savior. Hallelujah. And what did he come to save us from? To save us from our sins. Hallelujah. Are you here or you've gone home? He came to save us from our sins. The Savior came. So when you see the Savior and you get yourself disconnected, it means your problem will never go away. It is a mistake not to have a shepherd. It is a mistake. That's why in John chapter 1, Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him. And without him, without what? The Word was not anything made that was made. Then he says, in him, in what?
The Word.
In the Word. In the Word was what? And the life.
Was the light of men.
The life that is in the Word, that is what is going to provide the light that you need to walk through this life. So when you disconnect yourself, you will be in darkness. It will be daytime, but you will hurt yourself. It will be morning, but you will hurt yourself. The world is dark. It is dark, whether it is morning, afternoon, evening, it is a dark world. The light of this world is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why he came. He said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. In him was life.
And the life
is the light of men. So if you don't get into Jesus and to have the life that begins to provide the light that you need for your life, you will live in darkness. Yeah. How many doctors are living in darkness? How many lawyers are living in darkness? How many accountants, how many nurses, they have been to school, everybody still very troubled, depressed, not happy, committing suicide. Look at Switzerland. Somebody will shoot the wife and the children, then he will run and go and also die for a train to pass over him. They have yachts. They have everything that you are imagining. You may think that when you get money, no, You see that the problem multiplies. Because you only come to a place where you will say, I don't have need of anything. I have everything I need. I am filled. I am okay. That thing only happens when you have a shepherd. That is said, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. The Lord is what? My shepherd. And when you have a shepherd, the next thing is, I shall not want. That's why a sheep that has a shepherd does not need to know how to cross a road. I don't know who I'm talking to. I said, you don't need, if you are a sheep and you have a shepherd, you don't need to learn how to cross a road. The shepherd will lead you to cross a road. Hallelujah. Are you there?
Yeah.
A sheep with a shepherd, there's no need scientific research to test the water to see whether the water is coming from a drainage or is a septic tank or is fresh water. The shepherd can stand by the water and know where the water is coming from. But when you don't have a shepherd, that's why you need scientific research to test the water to see whether it's coming from a sewage, whether it's coming from a drainage, whether there's poo-poo in the water. But the shepherd stands over here and surveys, oh, this water is coming, you cannot. That's why you in your own understanding, if you don't have a shepherd, you will be drinking poisonous water. It may look, but the shepherd will look at it and know where the water is coming from. That's why I say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall know. Your life will dissipate. You will be in trouble if you don't have a shepherd. I'm telling you. The sheep can graze with dogs all around when he has a shepherd. But if you don't have a shepherd, you need ADT. You need personal security. You need bodyguards in order to eat. Because dogs and other things, demons will come. I'm telling you. But when you have a shepherd, the shepherd, he said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The shepherd will be standing. The dogs may be all over. But because there's a shepherd, the sheep can graze comfortably.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see you having a shepherd. You shall not be disconnected from your shepherd. May the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
I say, may the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
Whatever is taking away your connection to God, break it.
Amen.
Not even money.
Amen.
Are you there?
Yeah,
the Bible did not say the Lord gave me money and I did not want. No. A shepherd is more than money. I said a shepherd is more than money.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
And you shall not want, not because of money. You shall not want, not because of anything, not because of your qualification.
Yes.
You shall not want because you have a shepherd.
Yes.
Because you have a shepherd. Because the shepherd goes before the sheep.
Amen.
The shepherd opens the door.
Amen.
The shepherd, is if you have a shepherd, you will not smell.
Amen.
The shepherd cleans. He sees beyond. He sees million miles away from God. I'm telling you. When you have a shepherd. I don't know. But let me tell you this. Make sure that your connection, no matter what happens, your connection to the shepherd is intact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Whether you are going to bed or you are waking up, always make sure that your connection to the shepherd. That is a panacea. When you have the Lord is my shepherd. This is before Jesus came. David noticed that, look, all I need is I need to have a shepherd. When I have a shepherd, they can follow me in the bush. Do you understand? 1,000 will be on my left, 10,000 on my right. It will not come near me. Only with my eye will I behold the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. You will see cattle being killed, goats different, but the sheep that has a shepherd will be grazing freely, comfortably,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yes.
Yeah. May you have a shepherd.
Amen.
The shepherd will comfort you.
Amen.
Said, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want.
Amen.
You will not want anything.
Amen.
The car you need, you have.
Amen.
The husband you need, you have.
Amen.
The wife you need, what is it that you need? Whatever you need, the Lord, your shepherd will provide it.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. I say, your shepherd will provide it.
Amen.
I said, the shepherd will provide it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be a far away sheep. Have a shepherd. Trust in the shepherd.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus came. He said, I am the good shepherd.
Good shepherd.
I am the said the shepherd will give even his life for the sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And David himself knew. He said, I was a shepherd. And I dealt with the bear. And I dealt with the lion because of the lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Things that the sheep does not have anything to deal with.
Oh.
There are issues of this life. There are issues of this life that I'm telling you, you cannot contend. There are things in this life that there is no way you can contend it. How do you push back an evil spirit? How do you deal? There are things that you wouldn't even go through. You wouldn't even have a depression. You will not even, I'm telling you. There are things that will be very far from you. Because the shepherd is around. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's an invisible aura. There's an invisible aura that protects, that comes on the sheep. Those who have the shepherd. Yeah. You look as though you are vulnerable, but the shepherd, the weak sheep is rather protected. The weak sheep is rather protected. But the sheep that doesn't have a shepherd, no matter how big you are vulnerable. Are you here? May the Lord be your shepherd. And I predict, according to, unless the Bible is not true, if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Every lack is being supplied. Every need is being supplied. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Mahatala Bahata. Motabando Roshe. Le Mahande. Let's go. Let's continue. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I prophesy tonight.
Prophesy.
Tonight I came to tell you that make the Lord your shepherd. Can I tell you something?
Tell us.
It's just like getting employed in a good company. You see, when they give you the employment, okay, it entitles you to so many things does not come before the employment. Everything you have is because of who you are. Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything depends on who you are. For instance, when you get admission into the university and they give you your card, because of the card that you have, you can go to the library, you can take a book there, you can go to classes. There are so many things you can go for. So many things, you are entitled to so many things because you are a student. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that is what it is. So the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd and
I shall not.
So the first thing is, when you are connected, when the Lord is your shepherd, it opens a door. The first thing that happens is that every need will be supplied. The very first thing, you see that you don't lack anything. You don't lack anything. It's just like saying that you have a mother. Or you have a father, or you live with your mother and your father. When you are living with your parents, the first thing that happens is that all your wants are catered for. Hallelujah. Yeah, whatever you need, you have clothes to wear.
Yeah.
You have food to eat. You have place to stay.
Yes.
You have paste to brush your teeth. You have accommodation. You have a car. They will drop you at school. They will pay your school. Just because you have a, do you understand? Now, so somebody, you are 20 years, you've not worked before, but you have been provided for. Why? Because you have a father, you have a mother, Just like this. The Lord is my shepherd. The first thing that happens, I shall not want. I prophesy.
Yes.
If truly the Lord has been your shepherd and you are in lack and you are in need, then there's something wrong. Then you have not known. Because the Bible says that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall. I pray for you. Anyone who has made the Lord his shepherd, anyone who is born again, who is connected to the Lord, I pray tonight every need and every want is ended now in the name of Jesus. The lack is banned in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come to a place where you will eat food without scarcity.
Amen.
In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus. What is it that you need? What is it that you want? May the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
The second one, let's continue. I'm trying.
It's working.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pasture is the food.
Wow.
That the sheep eats. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May there be food in the fridge.
Amen.
There will be some in the oven.
Amen.
There will be some in the microwave.
Yes.
There will be also some. See, you go to a home.
Oh, yes.
The fridge is full.
Mm.
Then you see that on the shelf, there's cornflakes. There's Wheat-Bix.
Yes.
There's all the different... Cocoa pot, everything is there. Then there's a milk, powdered milk for coffee, and fresh milk is also there, 100% juice. Then there's also Belton, in case you are not feeling like eating and you need to chew on something. There's also Good Morning, there's also bread, there's butter, there's margarine, there's cheese. He maketh you to lie down. I said he making you to lie down.
Yeah.
Not the one who is. You see, somebody goes to the kitchen. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Jesus.
Because he does not have a father. He doesn't have a shepherd. He comes from the distance. He go and open the fridge. Then he noted there's nothing in. He go to the kitchen. There's nothing in. Then he goes to the hall. He sits down there. Then as though he's forgotten, he goes again. Say, oh, there's nothing in. You take the bread. You see that it's left the bottom. The bottom. The hard one. They have eaten in between. The first and the last is what is left. You know, the first, the bread, that's when they cut it, right? The first one. The first and the last is what is waiting for you.
The in between is gone.
The in between is gone. And there is no juice. There is no butter. There is no milk. There's nothing, even sugar. There's no sugar. So you take water and you put it into the sugar container. Then you shake it. Hey! That shall not be your story. I said, that shall not be your story. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Not in brown pastures. It means you are eating fresh. You are not buying your bread from. Listen. Your bread is not coming from the tax shop. The people who have erased the expiry date. How can you buy a bread that doesn't have expiry date? Is it a living bread or what?
No.
Your bread doesn't have an expiring date.
Eternal life. Bread.
Eternal life. Are you here?
Yes.
But the Bible says, the next thing is that you see, even the food in the house is not finished.
Mm.
But your mother is coming to cook another one.
Mm.
It's going to make another shopping. There's pap that they are coming to. They are brining some fish. There's also mincemeat. Is it that you are lying down in green pastures? Everything is fresh. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. See this picture. This is you. This is you. And it depends who is your shepherd. But if the Lord is not your shepherd, you notice that it's a problem. May the Lord be your shepherd. That is why I'm telling you, whatever you need to do, make sure that your connection to God is intact, because it is bringing everything you need. Yeah, I will show you a scripture.
Show us.
Even sometimes when you have a mother, he doesn't provide because you are good. Sometimes your mother is even angry with you, but he's shopping for you. Because the Bible says, if any man, Timothy, if any man provide not for his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So for you not to have, for God not to provide for you, it means God is worse than an infidel. Yeah. That is why, as for provision, you can't even understand. He provides for everyone. So if you are here and provision is difficult, check your connection to the Master. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Amen.
Yeah, look at it. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Infidel is an unbeliever.
Okay.
How can God be worse than an unbeliever? Are you there? That is why I know that if there is no provision, if the life is too difficult, it means your connection. Check your connection. Check your connection with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as for provision, it must be constant. I see you lying down in green pastures.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
You shall not want.
Amen.
He will make you to lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Do you know that sometimes, listen, lying down in green pastures gives a picture of taking your ease. Do you understand? Sometimes you are four or you are three and you notice that, look, your eating habit even change. A lady, you put a whole scoop of food in your, because if you don't eat hurriedly, it is going to get finished. Do you understand? It's like you need to develop a certain weird way of eating as a lady. You have a strategy of eating. If not, the food will finish and you are going to be hungry. But the Bible is showing us that you will lie down. It means that you will take your ease. You will relax. The food is going nowhere. Nobody can finish the provision. You have all the time. You take your time and eat. Take your time and eat like a lady. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you have four boys. Four boys growing up and they put your food together in one bowl. You need to develop a way. Because if you don't take time, because I have seen one before. Children were eating, one was crying. It's like when you see the way the people are going, he stopped the eating and started crying. How am I going to? That will never be your story. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Hallelujah. You know, water is refreshing. Water is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible says he will lead you beside what? Still waters. Still. So when you see water, where you drink, where your life comes from, where your sustenance comes from, and there's a lot of trouble, where you work, there's a lot of trouble, you are not a happy person. These are people are gossiping, by biting all over. It doesn't provide a certain safety. Yeah, but Bible said that he will lead you beside still waters, where you get your livelihood from. It will not be boisterous. It will not be turbulence.
Amen.
You will work in peace.
Amen.
The working environment will be very good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So waters. You see, when the sheep is coming to drink, they need to, when they see bubble, they go back. Because the only sign that there's a crocodile, do you understand, is when the water bubbles, when they breathe. Do you understand? So when the water is not still, and the crocodiles, they are sharp. They like troubled water so that they disguise themselves over there. But God says that he will lead you beside still waters. You will not be worried. You will not be worried. Hallelujah. You will be safe at the workplace. You will not be worried that you are about to lose your job. They are about to retrench you. No, you will be established in that workplace. You can go on leave and come back. There are people who are working who cannot go on sick leave. Because they are afraid when they go. By the time they come back, somebody would die. Yeah, their place will no longer be there. But with you, you can go on leave and come back. Yeah, you can travel and come. In the name of Jesus. I see the Lord leading you beside still waters. Number three, quickly. Our time is up. He restored my soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord restore your soul.
Amen.
Oh, because he's your shepherd,
yes.
He will restore your soul.
Amen.
All the things that you have been through.
Amen.
All the things that you've been through. See, there are issues. Listen, when we talk about the soul, it's not an issue that even doctors can help. Doctors can help with physical hurts, wounds. But when the effect of whatever you've been through is in the soul, bitterness, hurtful things, sometimes an insult, sometimes things that happened when you were growing up, leaves you very, very hurt. You are moving around, but look, you are not whole.
Yeah.
You are not complete. You have emotional disturbances. Sometimes when somebody will sit down and begin to cry. You don't even know why he's crying. And doctors don't understand. That's why people have money, but they are not happy. The issue is not in the flesh. That's why you see people, they have all the things that people are looking for. Say, oh, he works here. This is his car. This is his children. The wife lives here. Then he has committed suicide. We were here when the the UCT is it the provost chancellor in the UCT,
yeah.
A medical doctor but committed suicide. Everybody was confused. It's like this is what people are aspiring to be. He has got it, but things in your soul. No, unless the Lord is your shepherd,
amen.
Your soul can never be revived and be restored. Sometimes we go through things growing up. You've been abused, insulted. Self-confidence is gone. When you stand even before people, you are shaking. There are people who don't even believe that they are beautiful. You see beautiful ladies. They have low self-esteem. Even when you say, oh, look at this, they think that you are insulting, you are making, they don't believe that they are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's affected them.
Yeah.
That's why they sleep with anyone who will tell them, I love you. Because growing up, there was nothing like I love you. And we also, the black people, we don't even...
the case is worse.
Like... Growing up, like somebody said, he said, in my family, we never hugged. It's when people grow up, they begin to hug. That one also has its own excesses. But proper touch and feeling is when the children are growing up. Yeah. When children who are hugged every morning, kissed, dropped, patted on the back, they are emotionally developed than children that you go and drop them in school. You don't get down. You drop them in school and said, when you go for them, you say, hey.
When I
Isa.
going through, I have come and you are there. That is our hug. That is our, I have come, I'm looking for you. And you are, wait. Two. Then I sit down. Everything they have known. Know that as you have gone to drop her, then he said that, I'm also going to work. You do, may the, your day be blessed. May God bless you. Learn well. I will see you in the afternoon. Go. Then you take her to the gate. Then as she enters, then you wave. I will see you. Then afternoon, you your own going up. Your head like December. Look at you, a useless one. You are like your father. The person doesn't even know her father. Your head like your father. The uselessness of your father is following you. So by the time you even got to know, you notice that you are useless. Your head is not nice. You're not, they have insulted you. Everything you know is an insult. And it has affected. It has said, you don't have self-confidence. Yeah. You don't have self-confidence. That's why you can easily sleep with anyone who shows you little love. Small love. Small love. Said, wow. Were you created or crafted? What is happening?
I surrender.
Are you there? But the Bible says he will restore your soul. May your soul be restored. I don't know what has happened. Growing up, I don't know the issues that you've been through. Have you been abused, molested? Don't worry. Have a shepherd. He will restore your soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say your self-confidence will come again.
Amen.
I'm telling you, there are things that only the shepherd can help you.
Amen.
Yeah, he restored my soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, he restored my soul. And leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, even if you don't know the right thing, the shepherd will guide you. He will lead you. He will lead you. By following the shepherd, you will do the right things. You do the right course. You go to the right school. You have the right friends. You stay at the right place. No, you wouldn't even know all these things.
Yeah.
Hello? See, that's why you don't need the cleverness of a goat. Do you understand? You just be sheep. I said, just be a sheep. The shepherd is going to think for you.
Amen.
You just look. What does a baby have to do? I pray that you develop the ability to rest like a toddler in the arms of a mother.
Yeah.
The mother will even want to die. That's why I said I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life.
For the sheep.
Yeah. There was a war somewhere in China, Chinese war, and one of the people, the lady was pregnant and she gave birth. Now she gave birth. The cold was too much. She removed her dress, wrapped the baby, and covered the baby like that. She died. So when they came, the baby was alive, but the mother has used her body and her little dress that she had to cover the baby. She was dead, but the baby was alive. And this Chinese baby was seen by an American soldier. So he took the, this is a true story. So when this baby was growing up, he never knew who his mother was, who his father. All he knew is that his father is this American. But as he grew, he noticed that he has Chinese eyes. Everything about him is that. Then he began to get that. How am I an American but I have Chinese features? So later the father had to tell him what your mother did. He said, I want to go and see where my mother was.
Wow.
A good shepherd gives his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, you don't need to know. I'm saying, baby, you don't need to know what you are going to eat, what you are going to wear. The shepherd thinks about that. The shepherd, he leaded me. I'm saying, you don't need to even know the course you have to do.
If you have a shepherd, you follow the shepherd, I'm telling you, you will do the right course. You go to the right school.
Yeah.
You have the right friends.
That's right.
You stay in the right place.
That's right.
You buy the right car.
Yeah.
You marry the right person. Just have a shepherd. You don't need, highfalutin intelligence to know all these things. Let the other people go and see, psychologists to help them. Just have a shepherd.
Yes.
Just have, he leaded me in the path of what? Righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see the Lord leading you.
Amen.
You may not know what tomorrow will bring, what next year will bring, but as you are in touch with the shepherd,
yes,
he will lead you. He brings all the days and the months and the years. He will lead you every step on the way.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. That is what I feel I share with you.
Wow.
You will never be disconnected. You will never be disconnected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the good shepherd,
yes,
take hold of you.
Amen.
Said, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
I am known of my sheep. Yeah. And I know my sheep. Said, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Say, stranger, will they not follow? They will follow the voice. May his word lead you, guide you. May you never be disconnected.
Amen.
That's why every morning you need to pray in tongues. Everyone here, develop the ability morning. Speaking in tongues. Oh Lord, thank you for this morning. Speaking in tongues, worshiping for an hour. Commit your, don't be disconnected. Let the shepherd lead you, guide you. You see that you don't know how the day is coming, how the day will turn out, but God, through his spirit, will guide you, will lead you. Every day will be a success.
Amen.
I see the Lord being your shepherd.
Amen.
You will never be disconnected.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
May the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
You shall not want.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray now,
yes,
for everyone.
Yes, Lord.
I pray. If you are here, you are born again, you've served the Lord, and there is lack, needs, disturbances. It looks as though you don't have a shepherd. May that area of your life end tonight.
Amen.
May the shepherd step in.
Oh, yes.
May the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
I say, may the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
May God provide for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something.
Oh, tell us.
There's guys that I know. In the natural, they are not even supposed to be admitted into university. But because they have a shepherd, they are in the university. Yeah. Sometimes they will be, they don't even pay school fees. But a shepherd will say that, go. And a door will be opened. See, God do mysterious things. All you need to do is to have a shepherd. Yeah. And believe that the shepherd has good intention for you. Sometimes the shepherd will say that, don't drink this water. But because you are a sheep, you are so convinced that this is a clean water.
Yeah.
But a shepherd can see that this water looks clean, but it's coming from a septic tank. It's contaminated. How many understand what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. Sometimes the shepherd will say that, you cannot do this. You may think that, hey, how? This one is good. I know. I can see. It's a clear water, but it can be contaminated. But the shepherd sees. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Yeah, right here?
I pray with you.
Yes.
And I pray for you. Every pain you have gone through, it ends tonight.
Amen.
Every suffering you've been through ends tonight.
Amen.
Let the shepherd take over.
Amen.
And lead you and guide you. May you lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
You have options to choose from.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will never complain, I'm 10, I'm becoming old. Who will marry me? No, you have options.
Amen.
You have options. You see that 4 people want to marry you.
Amen.
Your problem is that who? Lord, which one?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said, in the name of
Amen.
Jesus,
Amen.
We will come for your wedding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, will somebody choose me?
Yes.
Just have a shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah, the shepherd will make you ready for his own a son or daughter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand to your feet.
What a word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be disconnected from God. That is also to say that have a shepherd. The Lord should be your shepherd.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are going to make sure that the connection is not broken? Are you going to have the Lord as your shepherd?
Yes.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, just begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Lord, tonight we come to you. Those of us whose relationship with you are broken, Lord, tonight may our relationships be repaired. May we be connected. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The Lord is my shepherd.
Thank you, Lord.
I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Lord, I pray, let it be our portion according to your word. May none of us here who have received you, oh yes, and walk by your word, oh God, live in lack and want and need. No, it is not scriptural. I pray that the needs, the lack, the want will end. I pray for your supply. I pray for your provision. I pray for your mighty hand. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Close your eyes with me if you are here tonight. You want to say, Pastor, I've been coming to church. I was born again, but so many things have happened. I want to restore. I want the Lord to restore my relationship. I want the Lord to be my shepherd. So I can also say, the Lord is my shepherd and I have no wants. I have no needs. I want to be born again. I want to rededicate my life. If this is what you are saying, lift only your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to be born again. You want to rededicate your life. God bless you. If you are here like that, lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to rededicate your life. Perhaps you were once born again, but so many things have happened. You want to rededicate. Is there anybody here like that? Okay. I cannot see anyone. As pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word tonight. I give you glory and I give you honor. That we will not follow the voice of the serpent, that we will depend on you. Oh, yes, to know what you have us to do. We will not try to be clever. We will be dependable. We will rely on you. You are our God, you are our Father, you are our Savior. We will go by your word. Oh, for you know the end from the beginning. You are the shepherd. You are the good shepherd. We trust you. We are trusting you to guide us, to help us, to lead us every step on the way. You are the light of this life. When we have you, we will not walk in darkness. Lord, we pray tonight, help us in the name of Jesus. I pray that everyone here under the sound of my voice will receive a guidance. Your instruction, your help will be so clear to us that we will not make any mistake. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.